You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. The title, The Inheritance. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
A man takes pride in his accomplishments. Diane will tell you that I don't keep up with projects around the house the way I ought to, but every now and then I do a project, or at least a part of a project. I'm good about starting, but not so good about finishing. I'll tell you, though, when I've finished a part or a whole project, I can sit for hours on end admiring what I've done. I make the whole family come and admire it with me. A man takes pride in his accomplishments. This pride isn't totally selfish, an Ebenezer Scrooge kind of a thing. It feels good to do something for others. When a new pastor came to our congregation, he needed some shelves built for a pantry. So I volunteered and I built them. That makes me feel good. And no, the shelves didn't fall down. This pride in doing, and doing for others, comes to a climax in the inheritance. You work all your life, and upon your death, the inheritance is given to others. Today, we wrap up our series on some of the Bible's teachings about being a man. The question we men have to ask ourselves, not only today, but every day, is, what kind of an inheritance am I passing on? Abraham passed on an inheritance to his son Isaac. Genesis 25 reports that Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac. Altogether, Abraham lived 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man and full of years. Abraham left it all to Isaac. That inheritance was not only the herds and possessions and everything else connected with the business, that inheritance also included Abraham's beliefs. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, the saying goes. And when you consider that Abraham and Sarah had waited about 100 years for that son Isaac, you can be sure that Abraham was going to pass along his beliefs as well as the estate. The most important belief that Abraham passed on to Isaac was to trust God's promises. The only reason there was an Isaac was because God had made and kept the promise. I'm sure that Abraham and Sarah tried hard to have a child, but it was the promise that God made and God kept that brought Isaac into the world. God promises, we should believe. To show that trusting God's promises was the chief inheritance, God repeated the promise to Isaac in Genesis 26. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make you descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. That inheritance, that belief that you can trust the promises of God, has been passed on for thousands of years. Has it come to you? That's what this program is all about. Sunday school children like to sing a song that says, Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Do you trust the promises of God? Or do you think that being a real man means that in the last analysis you have to rely upon yourself and your accomplishments? I can tell you for myself that if my standing with God depends upon what I do, I'm in trouble. My home in Collinsville is filled with all sorts of projects that I've begun but not completed. Now, if I can't see a few carpentry projects through to completion, how am I going to make it with God on the basis of my works? The Bible's answer is clear cut. In the final analysis, your works don't work. If you want to please God with the way you live in this world, and if you want to go to heaven, then you have to rely only on the promises of God. That's the inheritance. If you rely on yourself before God, you're going to inherit big time trouble. Romans chapter 4, verse 13 says, "It was not by the law," that means doing the works that God demands of us, "it was not by the law that Abraham or his descendants received the promise that he would inherit the world, but it was by the righteousness of faith." Righteousness of faith means that God forgives your sins and failures because of his Son, Jesus Christ, who died for those sins and rose again. When you believe that, God freely gives you his perfection. God requires this perfection from you, but you can't earn it. It's a free gift in Jesus Christ. That's what's meant by the righteousness of faith. It was not by the law that Abraham or his descendants received the promise that he would inherit the world, but it was by the righteousness of faith. The Bible continues, "Therefore the promise is by faith, that it might come to us as a free gift, so that the promise might be sure to all the descendants, also to those who only believe as Abraham did. He is the father of us all." Let me tell you that trusting the promises of God rather than relying on what you do or don't do is the greatest way for a man to live. You get hooked on this life of faith in all the good things God promises to you because of Jesus. It's the most liberating, freeing way for a person to live. I want to tell you about my friend, Dan, and my uncle, Henry. Dan is one of those people who has an interest in religion. Some people are into sports. Dan was a religious seeker. As a teenager, he went and visited different churches. Here one Sunday, another church the next. One of Dan's high school buddies invited him to visit his church. This is where Uncle Henry comes in. My Uncle Henry was the pastor of this church in Country Club Hills, Illinois. So Dan went with his friend to church. Dan said that the interesting thing about Uncle Henry's sermon was that there was no but. Most of the churches he had visited had said something like this: "Jesus died and rose again for your sins, but you have to do something more. Jesus died and rose again for your sins, but you have to stop drinking or gambling, or you have to pray a lot, or whatever." Dan said to me, "Dale, your Uncle Henry didn't have any of that. He simply said, 'Jesus died and rose again for your sins.' Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it." Folks, that's what the righteousness of faith is all about. That's the inheritance that you receive from Father Abraham each time you hear and contemplate the promises that God makes to you in the Word of Jesus Christ. Some people have the idea that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your sins is the beginning of the Christian life. It's like the Christian life is a house, and the death and resurrection of Christ is the vestibule. That's how you get into Christianity, but then you have to go on into the other rooms and do things. You have to pray, you have to lead a moral life, you have to do this and you have to do that. Wrong. The righteousness of faith, trusting the promises of God in Christ, is not the vestibule, it's the whole house. The whole heart of biblical Christianity is that Christ was handed over to death because of our sins and then was raised because of our acquittal. Sure, there are works to be done. There are projects when we live in the house of righteousness. Moral lives to live, prayers to pray, donations to make, and the like. These works are done simply out of thanks to God for the promises he makes and he keeps in Jesus Christ. Remember, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Jesus died and rose again for you. That's your inheritance. If you're like most men, you should probably spend more time reading and hearing the Word of Faith. It's real easy to lose sight of that simple message to trust solely God's promises to you in Jesus Christ. After all, we men are so busy doing things and taking pride in our accomplishments that we easily imagine that our lives are pleasing to God because of what we do. To resist that temptation, you and I want to keep reading, keep hearing, and continually thinking about the words of God's promise. Those words are in the Bible. A man who knows the inheritance of faith will focus his efforts to hear those words of promise. John Quincy Adams was the 6th president of the United States. When he wasn't reelected to a second term, the people of Quincy, Massachusetts, elected him to serve in the House of Representatives. He served in the House for 17 years. Now, Adams was an old man, not as old as Abraham was, but still old. During sessions of the House, he was often seen with his head down on his desk, apparently asleep. No doubt some of his opponents thought, "Look at the old man sleeping. He's out of it. He ought to go back home to Quincy and sit on a rocker on the porch. The old man can't do the work anymore." Funny thing, though, while John Quincy Adams spent much time with his head on the desk, sooner or later he would raise his head and ask for the floor. He would then address the House of Representatives and deliver speeches that would demolish his opponent's arguments. You see, John Quincy Adams, old man that he wasn't sleeping when he had his head down. He was listening to his opponents discuss their strategy. The old chamber of the House of Representatives has amazing acoustics. You can visit that chamber today in Washington, D.C., and hear a person whisper from the other side of the room. The moral of the story is this: listen to the words of promise. Then, when you're tempted to think that God is pleased with you because of what you've done, when you think that God is going to give you the heavenly inheritance because you've tried to lead a good life, when those persistent and wrong notions come into your mind, then having listened to the word of truth, you can demolish the temptation to rely upon your own efforts before God. A real man is one who finds his worth in his Savior Jesus Christ, period. And that's true for women and children too. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.